two faces. Strange thoughts come to us in life, and I had one of these moments last week. I was standing in my bedroom looking at a picture of my late husband that hangs on the wall. It's a picture our oldest son took of him, and it's very good. It represents him as the pastor of the Arabic churches he planted in Tennessee. It captures the face of the man I'd loved for 25 years. It's the way I now remember him the most. Then I glanced over at my dresser. Hanging there is a small silver frame with another picture. Same man, but 25 years earlier, when he was pastor of another Arabic church in another state. Seems like another time altogether. Then the thought came to me. These are the faces of the man I married and the man I buried. Grief struck. It didn't come to me in waves of tears or remorse, but in a thoughtful way. Wow, I'm looking at a lifetime with him in two simple pictures. One represents a dark-haired, brown-eyed, exotic Egyptian man who was full of energy and adventure and on fire for the Lord. The other represents the American Egyptian, father of my children, wise man of God, who allowed me to experience the world by his side. I loved both sides of the same man and everything in between. So as I reflect on the life displayed in those pictures, I ask myself, what does my face reflect to others? Is it a life that displays selfish ambition, self-centeredness, anger, and greed? Or is it a life that reflects God's hand on me? Love, joy, peace, or wisdom? Pictures are glimpses into our souls. I was reminded of that while looking at my husband, caught in a moment of time, yet reflecting years of life and experience. What does your picture share about your soul? Even though the face may show age with time, when Jesus is in the heart, the peace overshadows any earthly flaws. What will others see in your pictures after you're gone? What do you see today in the daily picture reflected in the mirror? Let Jesus be captured in every shot taken. It's not too late to change your picture. Grace and peace. This has been a podcast of Carol Gaddis. To find out more, visit lifeinexile.net. Please share with a friend if this has encouraged you. Thank you for listening.